Be ye not called Rabbi. March 1894, typed. Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore, whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. But do not ye after their works, for they say, and do not. But be not ye called Rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your Father, which is in heaven. Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. Matthew 23, verse 1-3, 8-12. How can the practice of the churches in calling their ministers reverend be harmonized with this plain, simple, and definite statement of Christ? Reverend is only mentioned once in the Bible, and then is applied to the Lord God Jehovah. In the psalm devoted to praising the works and the majesty of God, the sweet singer of Israel says, He hath showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. Psalm 111, verse 6-9. What consistence is there in those who profess to honor God taking the adjective that is applied to his name to distinguish his honor and majesty and attaching it to their own name? Is this not taking the glory from the only living God and placing it upon the creature and exalting man to an equality with God? The Pope of Rome has opposed and exalted himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. He has taken to himself the title of Lord God the Pope, but the people who consent to this usurpation of God's title are certainly greatly deluded. So long has the papacy taken power to itself and ruled over kings and emperors that the Pope aspires to go still further and make his throne as the throne of God. This is why he is called in prophecy the man of sin, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 3, 4. The Lord says, I will not change nor alter the thing that has gone out of my lips. Psalm 89, verse 34. Christ, who came to represent the Father, declared to an immense congregation in his Sermon on the Mount, Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of the least of these commandments, and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them the same, shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5, verse 17-19. But the Roman power has taken a course exactly opposite to the teachings of Christ, and has spoken great words against the Most High, worn out the saints of the Most High, and thought to change the times and laws of the Most High. Christ proclaimed principles to his people that do not sustain the practice of exalting men that is so prevalent in the world. He says, And call no man your father, except those who are your fathers by ties of relationship, upon the earth. For one is your Father, which is in heaven. Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. Matthew 23, verse 9-10. The distinctions that are made by man are not to be recognized in the Church of Christ. He says, All ye are brethren, verse 8. The disciples of Christ were neither to covet nor receive titles of honor or distinction in order that they might be exalted above others. In this way, men have come to regard the clergy with undue reverence, and have looked upon them as spiritual beings, putting man in the place of God. No title should be given to any man which belongs alone to Christ. The Christian Church is peculiarly distinguished, and has been greatly honored of God in that he has called and chosen her out of the world. But every member of the church is to be educated to entire dependence upon Christ, learning the meaning of his words when he said, "Without me, ye can do nothing." John 15, verse 5. The followers of Christ know that the world is arraigned against them, but that a mightier agency than any agency of man is to be revealed in their midst, and that when men receive honor from men, the glory due to God is not rendered unto him. However talented, however influential may be a member of the Church of Christ, he is not entitled to the honor, for he has nothing but that which he has received of God, and the Lord our God alone is to be honored at all times. God says, "My glory will I not give to another." Isaiah 42, verse 8. The glory given to Christ is not to be partial. Man is not to be placed in the throne of God and attach reverend or right reverend to his name, for he is stealing the title of God, which is never to be affixed to the unworthy name of any human agent. Let no man dishonor God by calling a man by the title that belongs alone to divinity. Man is in no case to attract the people to himself, as though he were infallible. Christ is to be lifted up, even as Moses lifted up the brazen serpent in the wilderness, in order that those who look may live. The people had been bitten by a venomous serpent and were dying of poison and fever, but the serpent was lifted up to represent Christ, and one look brought back life and health to the sick and dying. Such is the virtue of Christ. Then lift him up before the people, that they may look upon him by the eye of faith and be healed of the grievous malady of sin. When the human agent lifts himself up, he interposes himself between Christ and the people to a less or greater degree, and Christ is lost sight of, and man receives the homage that is due to God only. No man could look upon the unveiled glory of the face of Christ and live. The man who would be honored, as was Moses, to see the glory of God, must first be hidden in the cleft of the rock, and the hand of Christ must cover him, so that he may obtain but a partial view of his majesty. Eternal life is in Christ alone. To him must every soul look who would live. Apart from Christ, no man is elevated in the estimation of God, though he possess all the riches and honors that the world can bestow. Heavenly intelligences do not value a human being by his abundance of wealth or the number of his honorable titles. If a man has attained to a high state of spiritual knowledge, it is because he has derived it from Christ and has been in association with him. His life is hid with Christ in God, and when he who is our life shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory. The provision whereby men may be lifted up in the sight of the Most High God, and in the sight of heavenly intelligences, is through repentance toward God, and through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. It is through this provision that poor, fallen, sinful beings may be elevated into a pure and sinless condition, and lifted into a holy atmosphere, being brought into fellowship with God. Through faith, the repentant soul receives the light and life of the world and shares in the benefits of redemption. The Lord would do large things for man in giving him heavenly endowments, doing to his disciple today as he did to them of old, if he could entrust large blessings to them and they could bear them. Satan has tempted men to weave themselves into all that they do for God, and with every spiritual connection, that God cannot bestow his rich blessing, because men would exalt themselves, misinterpret and misapply the heavenly gift. A greater than Moses or Joshua is among us, and when we fully realize this fact and will roll back all the glory to God and to him alone, then the Lord can safely bless his people and lead them on to victory. We need to understand that all power in heaven and in earth has been committed to the captain of our salvation, who said for our encouragement, "Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." Matthew 28, verse 20. "Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." John 16, verse 33. Then let us take heed to the injunction of Christ, and not be found guilty of either receiving or giving a title to men that belongs only unto the Lord God of hosts. Let us remember that holy and reverend is his name. Psalm 111, verse 9.